This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, what kind of person would you want to run a business with and why? Is it family members, colleagues? Do you just want to do it by yourself because you trust no one else? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a couple of messages to get through. But first, let's do this very interesting story that I found from The Drum about how marketers need to think like gamers.
It's a story that Jess Sandu would have covered.
Yeah. But it's also marketing, so it's right. My area as well. This article from The Drum, it talks about how marketers who treat your mobile phones like a mini version of a TV, they are seriously undervaluing the medium's potential for vast and relevant reach. So experts argue that video game developers, not traditional media buyers, are the ones that are actually winning at this game right now. So did you know, Frida, that last year there was this really huge esports tournament that awarded a record $34 million in prize money, and barely anyone noticed, right? It was the world's biggest esports tournament. It was called the International 9. And there are about 2.6 billion gamers around the world. A third of the world's population is into gaming right now, but it is still misunderstood and marginalized, especially by the Asian marketing community. So we need to get in on this because there are different reasons for gaming's enormous popularity in which many marketers can learn from. So given your mobile users' endless scrolling and swiping, that is the culture, right? And this has been coupled with fatigue from constant exposure to ads. Everywhere we go, you're on social media, you get ads, anything that you do online today, you're bombarded with ads, right? So it's understandable how say you put out an ad and you might not get noticed when you do it for your brand.
Right.
So who better to learn from about kind of capturing someone's attention and getting them to take action than the people who are responsible for keeping players hooked for hours on end on their mobile phones or on their gaming platform, right? So game developers, including designers, artists and programmers, they understand better than anyone else how to turn a mobile phone into an enabler of memorable moments. They know how to create experiences that are addictive, that are shareable, that are immersive, and most crucially, that provoke action. So in doing so, the audience changes from being a passive viewer to an active participant in the mobile experience. And if brands want to seriously compete for users' attention, then they have to appeal to the same dopamine spikes that, a video game enables.
Mm.
But creativity and immersion are not the only things that gaming techniques, that we can learn from gaming techniques and that marketers stand to gain. The other thing, and most critically, is media buying.
Okay.
So although mobile ad spend overtook TV in 2019, marketers and media buyers are still treating, they still tend to treat the smaller device, your handphone and your TV on the same level. We also think of your handphone as the grandchild of the TV, when it's actually more of a distant cousin in terms of data, audience and touch points. So if advertisers continue to treat their mobile phone as a tiny TV screen, they are going to be missing out on a vast treasure chest of tools and touch points. Marketers and media buyers need to put themselves in the mindset that when it comes to planning for a mobile campaign, all too often media planners and buyers prefer to stick with the familiar A-B testing method, right, when it comes to the mobile phone. But this testing doesn't really fit mobile advertising as there are so many complex data points and signals that need to be taken into consideration. So what they need to do is take an AI-tested approach to testing. So use AI and machine learning algorithms that will help marketers and buyers better understand their audiences, thereby driving engagement and saving many hours on the traditional A-B tests. So this article in The Drum, it concludes by saying that combining this approach with genuinely immersive content is the real sweet spot for any brand that's trying to capture mobile users' attention. And if marketers aren't ready to make this leap now, the least they can do is start the education process on this. Start learning how you need to do things differently when you're marketing to your consumers on the mobile phone.
Right. And it could be a question that you'll be asking in just a moment.
So yes, it could be.
If you really want to learn about preparing for the next norm in marketing at 1:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. You can go to, of course, BFM Radio. It's our Enterprise Back to Business webinar series, and today's episode is about marketing in the new norm. So Audrey Raj here, who will be making her debut on webinar, and our guests, we have familiar names, and I guess you get to see their faces now. Ramakrishnan CN, the head of EXR, a partner of Entropia, Jan Wong, founder of Open Minds Resources, and Simon Dale, Managing Director of Southeast Asia at Adobe. So you can also put your questions down on Facebook. So again, you know, facebook.com/BFM Radio. It's at 1:30 p.m. today. So we're going to let Audrey go off early so she can makan.
I will try to squeeze in a bite before the webinar. That's happening at 1:30 today. But coming back to our top story, what kind of person would you want to run a business with and why? Let's wrap up the poll.
All right. So no one, just myself at 44%, colleagues 23.5%, and family and friends in 21.7%. We've got here from 8912, I think trust is overused. Having the confidence in that person and carrying out the responsibility is more important. What's the point of having trust but no confidence in that person? So that fine line, I guess, between capability and trust, right? Another one here from Maggie. Definitely not family, Maggie Best. Definitely not family members, like what I said. So we'll meet up at family gatherings. Over and above people, the right experience and skills for the business. I think integrity, responsibility, and positive attitude are important so that I can trust him or her, will carry out the task without cutting corners and able to accept new ideas and improvement. But such synergy are hard to come by, so I stick to selling kacang putih all by myself in my own little corner should I be forced to leave my present job. Kacang putih, tell us where it's going to be, Maggie. We'll come and frequent it.
Looking at Instagram, we've got Gary Tan who says, myself. We've got David Kyung who says, colleagues, you know how they work. And a big no to family and friends. Tila says, same mentality and core principles. Differences can be solved without much grievances. If you, I guess you work with people who have who are in the same headspace as you, right? And we've got Lily who says, close colleagues, you know, at least you've established a way, their way of working and their mindset towards business goals. Right. Thank you so much for all your messages. Keep them coming in. You know, we'd like to see what you have to say on this. But of course, our top story today was, you know, the kind of person you would run, you would like to run a business with, of course.
And the second story is about how to deal with, you know, work colleagues or workers that are slacking.
And finally, how marketers need to think more like gamers, like video game developers. Of course, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast for all our stories will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to BFM. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, it was the CEO of Aspen Group, Datuk Murli Manokaran. So stay tuned for that. That's happening right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. We'll catch you again tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bites. Yes,
1:30. Right.
Join us on Facebook Live, 1:30 p.m. today for our webinar on marketing in the new norm. That is facebook.com/BFM Radio. Hope to see you there. Come say hi. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. Catch you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.